Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our program today. It's Monday, November 1st, 2021, the day after Halloween. And boy, we had a lot of trick-or-treaters come by last night. I mean, certainly not like a year ago when everybody was under this COVID lockdown and everything. And we almost ran out of candy. So that was a lot of fun. The kids had a lot of cute costumes, and nobody was really worried about offending anybody that I could really see. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about today. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. We're going to do news until it's time to take your phone calls, so let's get right on into it. A friendly reminder that this weekend, Sunday at 2 o'clock in the morning, daylight savings time ends. So, you know, spring ahead and fall behind. So when you go to bed on Saturday night, you need to set your clocks back 1 hour. Now, interestingly enough, according to this article out of USA Today, experts are saying daylight savings time is not helpful and doesn't have any upsides. It can, you know, induce a minor sleep disorder to go through that hour change. It's kind of like a little tiny jet lag here. And of course, in Arizona and Hawaii, they don't bother with this nonsense. But there was an interesting comment. This is a sort of an anecdotal tale. When told the reason for daylight savings time, an old Indian once said, only the government would believe that you could cut a foot off the top of a blanket, sew it to the bottom, and have a longer blanket. And in this age of constant electric lighting availability, yeah, it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I remember when I was living in Southern California, the government of California declared daylight savings time would extend year round. And this resulted during the winter months in kids having to go to school in the darkness. So they stopped doing that one. Anyway, getting on to national politics, polls are showing 71% of Americans say the country is on the wrong track. So people are really they're paying attention to what's going on here. Amazingly enough, another poll shows that 44% of Democrats, almost half of the Democrats, want to replace Joe Biden on the ticket before the 2024 election. They're figuring another Democratic candidate, any Democratic candidate, will have a better chance of winning. So that's kind of an interesting development. I mean, Biden's poll numbers are continuing to head into the darkness, as it were. And even the corporate mainstream media is finally having to acknowledge that Biden is failing as a president, that he is not doing a good job, that the country is much worse off under his lack of leadership or remote control leadership or whatever is going on out there. And Biden finally held a small press conference following the G20, in which he took 8 pre-approved questions. And he sort of tipped the hat by saying, well, they told me I got to go to the Associated Press first. So, again, he's being handled. He's not his own man here. Now, getting back to the G20 and the UN Climate Summit, a lot of people are saying it's a lot of money that was spent, a lot of CO2 added to the air for really not much result. The G20 was basically dodging all the hard questions. And you know, the G20 was essentially a discussion between the world's biggest polluters, and the COP talks bring together almost 200 countries, including those who contribute far less to climate change but stand to suffer greatly from its impact. And a lot of people are saying it's just total chaos over there in Glasgow. The climate activists are plotting anarchy after Greta Thunberg's rallying call to blank off people by staging protests, and they had 10,000 police out there cordoning off the event. Getting on back to the climate summit, they're saying, well, you know, I guess the climate rules don't apply to them because you had billionaire eco warrior Bill Gates flew Jeff Bezos and 50 guests in helicopters to the Turkish beach resort from his $2 million a week yacht for his 66th birthday. And I've seen a picture of that yacht. It's a converted research vessel, triangular shape, very stable. And he's turned it into a little floating palace there. Meanwhile, Prince Charles arrived in Glasgow for the climate change conference and said the world has to be on a warlike footing over climate change, which means I guess they're going to go on out and start shooting carbon dioxide molecules or something like that. But Prince Charles is demanding a military-style campaign to mobilize trillions of private sector cash during his speech. And by the way, on his way up to the podium, he tripped. Not exactly a royal moment here. Anyway, Biden wound up the G20 summit with rebukes for Russia, China, and Saudi Arabia after failing to make strong pledges on climate change. And what's really interesting was the group photo that they staged at the G20. Now, back in 2018, when they staged the group photo for the G18, Donald Trump was pretty close to the center. And on this photo, Joe Biden was all the way to the edge. In fact, people were joking he was on the verge of being pushed totally off the stage. And it's basically a very telling indicator of how far U.S. prestige in the world has fallen. So anyway, and I wanted to point out before they get on our case about carbon dioxide and the rest of it, we did a couple of flashback articles to this NASA study and basically showed, and we've reported this before, the more carbon dioxide goes into the atmosphere, the faster plants grow, which in a world hovering at the edge of famine would actually be a good thing. And anywhere between a quarter to a half of Earth's vegetated lands have shown significant greening over the last 35 years, largely due to the rising level of our atmospheric carbon dioxide. And this was published in the journal Nature Climate Change a while back. And of course, it makes sense. You know, despite all this propaganda that carbon dioxide is a toxic pollutant and so forth, it's plant food. It is plant food. If you go to commercial greenhouses, you will see they intentionally add more carbon dioxide inside the greenhouses because the plants grow faster, bigger, and they bear more saleable crops. So this idea of taking CO2 out of the atmosphere is actually quite destructive of the environment. But, you know, hey, there's a lot of money involved, and so, you know, that makes it all right. Another little article about the renewed push for or against human-caused global warming is coming out of Zero Hedge, warning that climate alarmism appears to be another establishment attempt to restore social control, to exert control over your life in minute detail and, you know, tell you how you will live your life and, you know, what you can use for fuel and limits on your fuel. We talked the other day about this new credit card that came out where it tracks the carbon footprint of your purchases. And when your carbon footprint exceeds a certain set amount, the credit card will stop working. I can't imagine anybody signing up for that. But we'll see what happens there. All right, getting on back to January 6th, there is a new firsthand account of the protest on January 6th, and Senator Lindsey Graham was yelling for the Capitol Police to use their guns to take back the Senate. He was goading the police to shoot the protesters. So, yeah, they wanted a real nasty, bloody incident. They didn't get it. They're still lying about it, but they didn't get it. Meanwhile, polls are showing that Americans aren't buying this insurrection narrative. You know, this Nancy Pelosi's out there about, you know, there was an insurrection. They were trying to overthrow the government and the rest of it. And Americans just aren't believing it, and they're not believing her. Now, tomorrow there are elections in Virginia and New York. The one in Virginia is a nail biter. Right now, Glenn Youngkin is narrowly in the lead in the polls, and so it's going to come down to the wire. Meanwhile, Terry McAuliffe has dug himself into a bigger hole over this issue of parental control of curriculum. He came on out and he said, our school boards were fine. These people started showing up, creating such a ruckus. These people being concerned parents. And, you know, Terry is really becoming his own worst enemy with all of this. Meanwhile, Terry McAuliffe lied on Meet the Press, implying he sent all of his children to Virginia public schools. In point of fact, he sent 4 out of 5 to elite private schools, costing up to $45,000 a year. So, yeah, that's where Terry is coming from. A little interesting development over at the United Nations. One of the officials involved in global hunger said that if Elon were to donate $6 billion, that they could end world hunger. And Elon Musk came back and said, you know, how would this be handled? We would want transparency. Could we really end world hunger with just $6 billion? Because if we can, you know, Elon said he would start selling Tesla stock. Well, the UN kind of backtracked and said, well, this would be a one-time donation to save 42 million lives during the hunger crisis. It really wouldn't solve world hunger, but there would be transparency and open source accounting. And then Elon Musk dropped the bombshell. He had a link to an Express article headlined, Starving Children as Young as 9 were being forced to give UN officials oral sex to get food. This is a stunning revelation. The Express carried it. The American media is, of course, totally ignoring it. So basically, the UN is asking Elon Musk to underwrite more oral sex here. Now, this next poll is very alarming. There's a new poll out there showing 30% of Republicans say violence may be the only way to save the U.S. from its mounting problems. I'm really unhappy to see that. I hear it in the phone calls. I get it in the email. I'm hearing it just talking to people around here in Indiana. And the anger is building. I'm still opposed to any kind of revolution or violence or civil war in the streets of America because the wrong people will be killed and crippled by it. So we'll see what happens there. Now, as I mentioned before, Virginia has their elections tomorrow, but the Virginia elections director, who is on record as a Trump hater, is saying, well, we may have to wait until Friday to get the result because of the 300,000 mail-in ballot delay. And so this is basically a big red flag saying vote fraud about to take place, vote fraud about to take place. And, yeah, they're making it real obvious what's going to happen here. By the way, the Virginia mail-in ballots no longer require a Social Security number so that the ballot can be checked to make sure that's a real person out there. And I don't think they put the entire Social Security number. I think it's just the last four digits. And then they go to the Social Security database and they look up the name and they see what, if the last four digits match. And if so, it's a legitimate ballot. But again, without that Social Security number, you know, they could have a warehouse, you know, out there just, you know, cranking out these phony mail-in ballots to shove into the election to save Terry McAuliffe here. Down in Detroit, there's a new report that they used defective ballot boxes in the 2020 election. These boxes actually had warning stickers on them, not approved for use as a ballot container. And apparently they were just sort of loosely folded. You could shove papers right through the back of them. So again, crookeder than a dog's hind leg, as they say here. And it's getting ugly out there. In June, Utah State Representative Steve Christensen visited the Arizona Forensic Audit Center in Phoenix. And basically, he wanted to preserve election integrity in Utah. But last Thursday, following attacks on his wife and family, Representative Christensen resigned from the Utah legislature. This is real brown shirt tactics we are seeing out there now. That's how low this government has sunk here. All right, let's talk about COVID. There's a lot going on out there. New York City's vaccine mandate for cops, firefighters, and city workers is in force as of today. And this has forced up to 10,000 vital emergency workers into unpaid leave and creating a reality that the city is basically unprotected. There's going to be 2,000 firefighters out, a shortage of 10,000 police officers, EMTs, and street cleaners. The trash is already piling up in the streets of New York. The head of one of the New York City Police Department's largest unions, the New York City Detectives Union, issued a dire warning saying the city will fall to criminals if there's no systemic change in the way police are treated by city leaders. Actually, I think the city, in fact, the entire country, has already fallen into criminal hands, but that's a topic for another time here. Meanwhile, 11 states are legally challenging the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for federal contractors between two lawsuits filed last Thursday and last Friday. The state of Florida filed a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the Middle District of Florida in the Tampa Division seeking an injunction on the mandate that has a December 8th deadline for millions of employees of federal contractors to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Then on Friday, Missouri, Nebraska, Alaska, Arkansas, Iowa, Montana, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming filed a similar lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Missouri, also seeking an injunction. Now, here is something very interesting that came on out of the White House. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki last Tuesday said that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Texas Governor Greg Abbott are putting politics ahead of public health by protecting citizens' fundamental freedom of choice on COVID-19 vaccines. In the course of her screed, she admitted something that we have been talking about here in the independent media for some time. Biden's vaccine mandate does not even exist. Now, Psaki claimed that Biden's requirements are promulgated by a federal law. So when the president announced the vaccine mandates, it is up to OSHA, the Occupational Safety Health Administration, to issue the regulations, and to date, they have not done so. So the mandate, it's a fairy tale. It's a myth. It really is. And all these companies are being wrecked. All these lives are being ruined over something that doesn't really exist. By the way, getting back to Jen Psaki, she's fully vaccinated and just tested positive for COVID. So, wonderful little vaccine there. Over this Halloween weekend, American Airlines had to cancel more than 1,500 flights because of staffing issues. And they've already canceled something like 300 today. So it's getting insane out there. Over at the Air Force, they are getting ready to deal with the fact that 12,000 Air Force personnel are refusing orders to get fully vaccinated against the coronavirus despite a Pentagon mandate, and officials say it is too late for them to do so by Tuesday's deadline. So now we have 12,000 Air Force personnel who may not be available for duty. And meanwhile, those personnel who have been vaccinated and are available for duty could drop dead at the controls of their aircraft while they're flying them. Talk about a rock and a hard place. Over at the, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking about COVID-19. Now, over in Europe, in their database of adverse reactions, they are currently showing 28,103 deaths, 2,637,000 injuries following the COVID vaccines. And members of the European Parliament are starting to speak out and say there is a problem here. Now, in the United States, we've been looking at the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System put out by the CDC, and it has been reported that only 1% of adverse reactions are being reported to this system. But it turns out it's even worse than that, because there is currently, according to this article over in Natural News, there is a backlog of hundreds of thousands of COVID vaccine adverse events that have not yet been entered into the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. So even the numbers we're getting there are not up to date. It's a huge, huge backlog. Okay, the FDA has informed Moderna that it will need additional time to evaluate the use of its vaccine for teens because of the cases of heart inflammation that keep showing up. And we had a story that showed up at What Really Happened about this soccer star who was very pro-vaccine, and he got vaccinated. He's an athlete. He's healthy and everything. Collapses on the field in the hospital now with a heart condition. We're talking a young man here. All right. Florida now has the lowest rate of new COVID cases per capita in the nation. Florida has remained open with no mandates, no masks, and almost no restrictions. So something to keep in mind there. Meanwhile, the Biden White House denied a Washington, D.C. district court order that would stop the removals of civilian and active duty military workers who sought vaccine exemptions. And they're saying the administration did not accept District Judge Colleen Collar-Cotelli's order that none of the civilian employee plaintiffs will be subject to discipline while his or her request for a religious exemption is pending. In other words, Biden is ignoring the court order. Okay, he's turning into a dictator right in front of our eyes when he's not willing to, work within the system here. Over in Great Britain, it's getting even more serious. The government has declared that anybody who posts what they describe as false information about the vaccines could be jailed for 2 years. And, of course, it's up to the government to decide what is false information. And over in Ireland, they have vaccinated 91% of its population for COVID-19. This is the highest rate in the entire European Union. They now also have the highest number of patients hospitalized with COVID since March. There is a clear conclusion to be drawn from this here. And another story along the same line, this came out of Global Research. There are high recorded mortality in countries categorized as COVID-19 vaccine champions. And the vaccinated suffer from an increased risk of mortality from COVID compared to the non-vaccinated. And clearly, this is not working. It is not working. But there's billions and billions of dollars on the line. And by the way, that reminds me, let me push a button. There was on Vice TV a documentary called While the Rest of Us Die, that was about how the agricultural and food industry has been taken over and maximized for profit at the expense of the health of ordinary consumers. So if you get the Vice channel, look for that one. You definitely want to look for that one here. Okay, now there is an article from the expose in the United Kingdom that says epidemiological studies of the COVID injuries and deaths are tracking back to specific batches of the vaccine produced by these pharmaceutical companies, which tells us there's quality control problems. They're not being very careful with this stuff that they're cooking up to shoot into your arm. So now there was a scholarly article, peer-reviewed, and its title is SARS-CoV-2 Spike Impairs DNA Damage Repair and Inhibits VDJ Recombination in Vitro, meaning in a test tube here. The short version is that the COVID vaccines wreck your body's own ability to repair broken DNA. Well, what happens if your body accumulates enough broken DNA? You get cancer. You get cancer. All righty. And everybody's making money on this article coming on out of Investment Watch blog. The average COVID-19 hospitalization costs anywhere between $40,000 and $156,000. So, got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19, and we were talking about hospital costs, and there's an interesting little revelation that came out of Crack News. There was a woman who went to her local emergency room and waited there for 7 hours. Then apparently she started to feel better, and she left without any kind of treatment. The hospital still billed her $700. That's pretty sick there. Okay, article out of Scoopy Web. And it's talking about the war of words going on between those who want to jab the children and those who are saying it's really not necessary because COVID poses a very low risk to children, especially compared to adverse effects from the virus, from the vaccine. And there is this group called Members of Independent Sage. This is a group of experts who claim they want to eliminate COVID. They accused the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization of using youngsters as human shields to protect adults. And so what they're doing is they're slamming the government's coronavirus vaccine advisory panel as being anti-vax for considering the benefits of herd immunity over vaccination in children, because the pharmaceutical companies don't make any money off of herd immunity. They really, really, you know, it's again, billions are on the line here. All righty. Over at Station Gossip, there's a new book out by Peter Navarro, and he's saying Fauci did more damage to this nation than anyone this side of the Bat Lady of Wuhan. And Peter is accusing Fauci of going behind Trump's back to lift the ban on gain-of-function research. So, yeah, Fauci is definitely doing some things. Okay, now, last year, before the vaccines rolled out, we were being told all these deaths, people were dropping like flies from COVID, and funeral homes were saying they weren't seeing any increase in burials or cremations. But since the vaccines have been introduced, that has changed. Burials are up 15%. Cremations are up 10% in 2021 compared to back before there was a COVID vaccine. So that is also very telling out there. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has rejected the Maine healthcare workers' effort to block the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Now, this was an emergency appeal to block the mandate that went into effect on Friday. And so the Supreme Court said the mandate can stand, but the main part of the lawsuit is still playing out. So we'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, there are major protests taking place all over the world against the vaccine mandates, the vaccine passports. I know that Wednesday is supposed to be the start of a global walkout being organized by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, the French citizens have come up with what I think is a very clever way to express their displeasure. They're going into the stores that are enforcing vaccine passports. They fill up the shopping carts, and then they just leave them at the checkout and just walk out, which means the stores have to basically restock all of that stuff to the shelves. And or maybe, you know, considering it's been handled by people who are not vaccinated, they may be forced to actually just throw all of that out. But people are definitely upset about this. Over in Germany, 90% of their unvaccinated population says they will not get it, no matter what. Okay. Now, there is a rapper, Bryson Gray, and he became famous in part for his uncharacteristic Make America Great Again hat. He has now had his music banned from YouTube after the Google-owned video platform caught him rapping lyrics about how the pandemic isn't real. Now, this rapper became so popular from this song that he hit the top of the charts on iTunes before Big Tech decided to pull the plug. And, you know, YouTube said it contained medical misinformation. And Gray said, you know, what medical misinformation is in the song? So there we are. And Puppygate is still moving forward. And it's almost a little weird how all these dead adults and dead children really didn't motivate Americans to wake up to what's going on. But those abused puppies did. So Joe Rogan is set to take Dr. Anthony Fauci to the woodshed over his link to this disgusting NIH-funded experiments performed on beagle puppies that were locked in cages and infected with disease-causing parasites. Now, on One American News Network, they revealed that this research has been going on for decades. And I'm sure that the researchers are glad for the ongoing funding and they don't have to come up with any new proposals. But, you know, whatever they thought they were going to learn from this, they should have learned by now. So anyway, it's ugly here. And again, the dogs had their vocal cords severed so they couldn't annoy the researchers by crying out in pain or whimpering. Getting to the international news, the Taliban has threatened the United States and other countries over the weekend by demanding recognition of their government in Afghanistan, saying that a failure to do so and the continued freezing of Afghan funds abroad would incite issues not only for Afghanistan, but for the world. And Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid told reporters Saturday that the Afghan people have a right to have their government acknowledged by the United States. And our message to America is, if unrecognition continues, Afghan problems continue, it is the problem of the region and could turn out to be a problem for the world. Of course, we know the United States, they can carry a grudge. They really can. I mean, how long have they had that embargo against Cuba? You know, it's amazing here. Meanwhile, many former national Afghan forces trained by the United States are now joining ISIS in order to be protected against the Taliban. So ISIS ranks are swelling with all of these U.S.-trained special forces and spies. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. Okay. Meanwhile, China and Russia have submitted a draft proposal to the UN Security Council last Friday calling for the relaxation of North Korea-related sanctions, citing the absence of nuclear and long-range missile testing by Pyongyang since 2017. The draft proposal is the first one the two countries have put forward to weaken UNSC sanctions on the Democratic People's Republic of Korea since December 2019. The number of sanctions on North Korea snowballed significantly during its major nuclear and missile tests in 2017. So the proposal comes amid South Korean-led efforts to get the U.S. and other nations to sign off on a formal declaration to end the Korean War before the end of Moon Jae-in's presidency next year. And that's something you need to remember. The Korean War technically is still going on. Everyone was saying Afghanistan was America's longest war. No, Korea is. And it's time to basically, say it's over and done with, and let's move forward from this. So, meanwhile, Vladimir Putin is out there saying that new U.S. missile deployments in Europe poses a threat. Well, that's why the U.S. is doing it. And we all probably remember the history of the Cuban Missile Crisis. And what most people didn't know, because the corporate media didn't report it, the Soviet Union put those missiles in Cuba in response to the United States putting nuclear missiles in Turkey aimed at the Soviet Union. That's what really kicked that one off here. Meanwhile, Sukhoi 35S fighters armed with missiles have been deployed very close to NATO. Everybody is rattling their sabers here. And Germany and four members of the EU have launched an initiative to establish a bloc-wide rapid reaction force for future military crisis. Now, Brussels has been pushing for a grand army of the European Union, and this looks like the first step toward actually creating that. Okay. Meanwhile, the United Arab Emirates is urging their citizens to leave Lebanon as soon as possible, a day after recalling its diplomats from Beirut over a Lebanese minister's remarks on the Yemen war. And so there's a little bit of a kerfuffle. A lot of the other Middle Eastern nations are now shunning Lebanon over those comments. An Israeli missile strike targeted a convoy in Metro Damascus Saturday, killing five militia members and wounding two Syrian soldiers. Israel also claimed to have destroyed a number of weapons and ammunition that they believe was being transported in this convoy. So, anyway, other than that, no statement by Israel. Israeli authorities yesterday demolished a Palestinian house in the Palestinian city of Lod inside Israel. Israeli forces, accompanied by bulldozers, raided the Al-Mahata neighborhood in Lod and demolished the house. The house belonged to Ibrahim Touri, a Palestinian man who has Israeli citizenship. And the house demolition came under the Israeli pretext. It was built without getting a permit from the Israeli government. And, of course, it is virtually impossible for a Palestinian to get a building permit. So there we are. Meanwhile, dozens of Israeli settlers have stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque again in the latest provocation against the sacred site. The Islamic Endowment Department in Al-Quds said in a statement that the settlers entered the compound through the Moroccan gate in the early hours of Sunday to mark a Jewish religious occasion. They performed Talmudic rituals at the site, which is venerated by Jews, Christians, and Muslims. And meanwhile, Israel has closed the Ibrahimi Mosque to Muslims, but allows the settlers to go inside. The Israeli army closed the Ibrahimi Mosque in Hebron, a city south of the West Bank, on Saturday to all Muslims. And but settlers are allowed to basically go on into the area. And my guess is they're not going to be too gentle with the artifacts, edifices inside here. Meanwhile, Jewish settlers have brutally attacked more Palestinians in Hebron. And they attack Palestinian civilians. They pepper sprayed a teenager, causing burns on the face. Arif Jaber, a local anti-settlement activist, told WAFA that the rampaging settlers physically assaulted local Palestinian residents, shouted profanities at them. He added that a teenager sustained burns in the face after being pepper sprayed. All right, let's get into the economic news here. The walls are tumbling down on Evergrande. The real estate group's branches in Chengdu, Chongqing, and Xi'an ordered some of their employees to retain their positions with salaries suspended from November 1st, today, up to 1 year due to severe operational lawsuits. They're basically telling their people, you're going to have to go on working, but we can't pay you. Meanwhile, a lot of people are talking about the Great Resignation. People don't want to just grab any job anymore. They want a job with decent pay and benefits. And as a result, workers now have an upper hand over management. You know, we're the scarce commodity. And basically, this article is out there saying that the more people resist going back to work, the more employers are going to have to make that work attractive here. And this is what labor economist Lawrence Katz calls a once in a generation, take this job and shove it moment. Okay. Meanwhile, OPEC Plus basically is ignoring Biden's demand for more oil production. You know, Biden shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. He ended the energy independence that had been achieved under Donald Trump. And now he's begging OPEC to open up the spigots. And OPEC is saying, no, we're not going to have any of it. Meanwhile, in the these Democratic spending bills, they include a provision to ban U.S. drilling, despite the soaring gas prices. So, again, not really thinking these things all the way through. Okay. The Biden administration is admitting the supply chain crisis will continue. On CNN this week, Biden administration's Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen was questioned on whether shortages due to supply chain complications would worsen before it gets better. And, Wolf Blitzer asked, Madam Secretary, inflation for all practical purposes is like a tax on working class people. The middle class people are spending a lot more on gas, food, medicine. You've got Thanksgiving meals coming up, the holidays coming up, and is this going to get worse before it gets better? And Yellen answered in the affirmative. Now, interestingly enough, there was an article that appeared over in Zero Hedge, and it's written by a truck driver with 20 years experience, and he says the problem is getting the trucks into the ports and out. And he says sometimes he'll just sit there waiting in various lines and at various gates for as long as 8 hours to get a container put onto his truck. So it almost looks like, yeah, this is being done deliberately, because if that's the bottleneck, it's easy to fix. It's really easy to fix here. And apparently we're looking at a Christmas tree shortage due to the crumbling economy. And so Biden has become the president who stole Christmas. There we are. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break. And when we come on back, more news leading to your phone calls. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and people are already starting to call on in, so we're going to be opening the lines here in a couple of minutes, but I do have a couple more stories I want to share with you. Over at Zillow, They are in a bad position right now. 93% of Phoenix flipping portfolio is now being listed at a loss. So we may be on the verge of another real estate crash. Very alarming article that came out of Investment Watch blog about how Biden's nominee, Omarova, has a plan to move all bank deposits to the Fed and let the New York Fed short stocks. And it's in all seriousness that they want to move all commercial bank deposits from commercial banks to the so-called Fed accounts at the Federal Reserve. And let's see, other things there include eliminate the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation that insures bank deposits. And what they're doing is they're setting the stage to confiscate your bank account if they need the money. Meanwhile, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is on the attack against homeowners, saying that homeowners hurt people who cannot afford to own land. And her rant comes as Representative Ilhan Omar proposed a bill that would strip property owners of their property if the federal government deems it necessary. I mean, after all, they have to find some place for all those illegal immigrant Democrat voters to live in. Okay, the phones are open, 512-248-8252. People are already calling on in. They must have a lot to talk about. Let's go to Joe in Nome. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I guess I heard you talking about L.A., and it seems like we were both in L.A. at the same time. Mm-hmm. How long did you live there?
Oh, about, well, various parts of L.A., but, you know, my family arrived there on my 12th birthday, and we left in, I think it was 95, 96, someplace in there.
Oh, well, so you were there for the Watts riots.
Oh, yeah, I was there for the Watts riots and also the Rodney King riots.
Oh, yeah, right. So were you there? Where were you living when that Alaska tsunami hit L.A.?
Well, I was never that close to the coast, so it wasn't really a problem for me. But Claire and I went through the Northridge earthquake. We were very close to the epicenter of that, and we lost about half of everything that we owned at that time.
Yeah, well, I misgot getting wiped off the beach by minutes because I saw the waves building, and I'd already broken my surfboard, and I got really tired after body surfing, and I walked into the tunnel when I got home. 15 minutes later, it was all over the news. They're pulling people out of the water with helicopters.
Yeah.
Got washed away. Anyway, yeah, basically want to talk to you about Jim Morrison.
Joe, I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for station identification. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.